Long queues have been forming at many of the 10,000 polling stations across Zimbabwe. The country's Electoral Commission says voter turnout has averaged 75%, higher than in the last vote in 2013. Many voters see this election as an opportunity for change. Tichaona Mufayana, a voter in Harare's western suburb of Kubazana, says current President Emmerson Mnangagwa has brought many changes people have been longing since he took office last November, improving the business climate and creating jobs. He says changes don't come overnight, and Mnangagwa needs a five-year term to bring more positive changes.
I think if you give me a chance, in the next 5 years, Zimbabwe will never be the same again. So you do what you can.
This year has seen 23 candidates vying to be Zimbabwe's head of state, and Mnangagwa's main rival is Nelson Chamisa, head of the country's largest opposition party, Movement for Democratic Change. The 40-year-old is seen by many supporters as young, and they have high hopes in him to bring the changes they want. Voter Chavada says Mnangagwa and Chamisa each have their own advantages and disadvantages, and he prefers a coalition government formed by the two parties.
So what we're asking is only the change of the country. As far as we can see the change, so the leadership of Mnangagwa is good. But if they share, if all of them, they work together, again also we like it 100%. And if there's nothing happening, then we take the vote of what we are asking now is the Zimbabwean.
Mnangagwa has been vowing to bring a free, fair, and non-violent election, and he has invited hundreds of foreign observers to monitor the election. While taking an interview after casting his vote, Mnangagwa says the election itself is part of his efforts to bring changes to the country.
I can assure you that this country enjoying democratic speech has never been experienced.
94-year-old former President Robert Mugabe has also cast his ballot, accompanied by his wife, Grace. The voting has closed, and the official result is set to be out on Saturday. There will be a runoff on September the 8th if no candidate wins more than half the votes. For CRI, I'm Gao Jingyang, reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.